This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy redictating on Mary S. Rabe, last name R-A-B, first name Mary, middle initial S, date of birth is 8-22-50, date of visit is 11-27-23. This is a 73-year-old present Caucasian woman who is here for routine follow-up. She's complaining of pain in the epigastric and right upper quadrant area on and off for the last 3 months. Apparently, she had the pain when she came to see Dr. Dave in September but forgot to tell her. She's also complaining of pain in the right lower back for the same time. The pain in the right lower back happens only when she gets in the car and sits against a chair. It's an instant pain, is completely gone and within a few seconds. The pain in the epigastric right upper quadrant area is also very similar, period. It doesn't last long. She denies any nausea, vomiting associated with that pain. Bowel movements are normal. She states that she has vision only in her left eye, and so when she wants to see anything on the right side, she turns her whole body. She's wondering if she pulled a muscle or so. Past medical history, she does have a history of chronic depression, hypothyroidism, hormone replacement therapy. For which she sees a endocrinologist in Austin, period. Current medications include Wellbutrin, 100 milligrams, 2 a day, Armathyroid, 60 milligrams, twice daily, Levothyroxine, 25 micrograms, 1 a day, Naltrexone, 4.5 milligrams at bedtime, Estradiol, 2 milligrams, /1.5 milligram, 1 a day, Progesterone, 150 milligrams, extended release, 1 at bedtime, Furosemide, 20 milligrams a day, Atenolol has been changed to 25 milligrams, 1.5 tablets as needed for high blood pressure. She does not recall taking meloxicam. She's not taking it at this time. A testosterone supplement, B12 supplement. On exam, patient is 5 feet 2 inches tall, 123 pounds. She says she's lost weight over the course of a few years. Blood pressure is 110 over 66, pulse 84 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 96.6, BMI 22, right-handed. She's not a smoker or drinker, denies drug use. Head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Lungs are quite clear, no wheezing or ronchi. Heart is one as to a drugless anxiety. Extremities, soft, not really tender, bowel sounds are normal, no masses, no hepatosplenomegaly. Extremities, no edema. Back exam, there's no tenderness in the right sacroiliac area, but she does point to pain at the right sacroiliac joint. A straight leg raising test is negative, and there's no tenderness of the floating ribs on the right side either. Review of the chart shows that patient had a CT abdomen in the November of 2020. No, she had an abdominal ultrasound which showed cholelithiasis and gallbladder sludge, left renal cyst, atherosclerosis, and ectasia of the abdominal aorta. Assessment, musculoskeletal pain, early sacroiliitis, chronic depression, hypothyroidism, hormone replacement therapy, blindness in right eye plan. We will get fasting lipid, CBC, and CMP. We'll send a copy to her cardiologist, Dr. Mays. She will continue her current medications. I did tell her she could try the meloxicam or just try warm compresses to the pain in the lower chest and upper abdomen area. She could even try it for her lower back. Patient wants to try non-pharmacological measures first, so I think she's going to try the warm compresses, period. We'll call patient back with lab results as soon as available, period. She wanted to get a aldosterone level because her daughter has been diagnosed with some kind of aldosterone problem, and she thinks it's hereditary, and her parents may have it. I did tell her that we need to have a more concrete reason to do the blood test. I will first check her electrolytes to see if there's any abnormality, and we need to address that, period. She will come back to see Dr. Dave in 3 months or sooner for problems period.